This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name, Raymond Sullivan, RaymondSullivan. Date of birth, November 6, 1940. Date of appointment, November 10, 2022. Request physician, Joshua Carlson, JOSHUACARLSON. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing Raymond Sullivan today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 82-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who has a history of Parkinson's disease. He has a history of balance problem and presyncope. He is having neck pain, which is radiating from the right ear to the neck. He does not have any hand issue, except hands are weak. Memory is not good. For Parkinson's disease, he is taking Sinemet 25 over 100, 1 PO 3 times daily. He is having dizziness. It feels lightheadedness, and he fell a couple of times also. Carotid ultrasound will be done tomorrow. MRI of the brain already done on February 23, 2022 shows atrophy. MRI of the C-spine shows multi-level degenerative spindle losses and facet arthritic changes. Central canal stenosis and borderline cord compression at C4, C5. CT of the head is also negative. Past medical history. Parkinson's disease. Restless leg syndrome. Past surgical history. None. Allergy. Niaspan. Medication at atorvastatin. Carbidopa, levodopa 25 over 100. 2 tablets by mouth 3 times daily. Cholecalciferol. Cyanocobalamin. Levothyroxine. Social history. He stopped smoking 30 years ago, occasionally drink alcohol. His widow lives alone, have no children. Family history, mother deceased at 93, father deceased due to high blood pressure, no sibling. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that he is having vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, blackout, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs cleared to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, ball sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinusitis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides. finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexy 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait shuffling. Next paragraph, 82-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Parkinson's disease. Number two, dizziness. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, degenerative disc disease of the C spine. Number five, cervical radiculopathy. Next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the synonym at 25/101 PO. 25/100, 2 PO, 3 times daily. Her pain, which is behind the right ear and the neck, is coming from the C spine. In my opinion, I don't think he's a candidate for any kind of surgery in the C spine. For pre-syncope symptom, I advised him to be well hydrated all the time and do not miss the meal and stand slowly. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months.